The 150 poems in the Book of Psalms represent a range of human voices and emotions, and they've been a source of solace and inspiration for generations.
Although they are 2,500 to 3,000-year-old texts that were written by our ancestors, they are about the here and now.
Tito Visser, the music director of the Netherlands Chamber Choir, had the idea to create a series of 12-hour-long concerts featuring every single psalm. He teamed up with Lincoln Center to make it happen. Each concert is centered on a theme, says Visser: justice, faith, gratitude, lamentation.
These psalms are about refugees, they are about unrighteous leaders, they are about abuse of power, so they are incredibly timely.
Four choirs from around the world are singing music from the 12th century to today. Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Carolyn Shaw was commissioned to write music for Psalm 84, which begins, "How beloved is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts."
I really identified with it because it has to do with finding a home and finding a refuge and a place and sort of celebrating the sense of safety, but also there's a yearning for a home that feels very relevant today.
Shaw says she was thinking of Syria as she wrote it.
And the second verse is, "The sparrow found a house, and the swallow her nest, where she may place her young," which is just a beautiful image of, you know, a bird trying to keep her children safe, people trying to keep their families safe.
They were meant to be sung.
That's another Pulitzer Prize winner, David Lang, who set Psalm 101.
One thing I really like about the Psalms is that they're sort of like a catalog of all the different ways that you can have a conversation with God. So some of them are very hopeful, and some of them are very lamenting, and some of them are very full of praise, and really sort of like every way you can imagine talking to God. This one seemed the one that was most like a negotiation.
Writing choral music is not easy, says another composer commissioned for the project, Mohammed Farouz.
Because it requires a certain commitment to simplicity. There's nowhere to hide. The counterpoint's very, very exposed. It's sort of like the Oval Office has no corners, you know?
And in these difficult times, conductor Tito Visser hopes audiences will get some comfort, contemplation, and community.
I truly believe that there's one amazing thing about choral singing, and that's the fact that it unites people.
For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.